We turn now to the Winter Games in Sochi and speed skating. The Netherlands has won a whopping 16 medals in speed skating. The U.S. has zero, and that's despite having record holders and gold medalists on the team like Shawnee Davis and Heather Richardson. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports on some of the factors behind the U.S. team's difficulties.
When you're among the fastest men and women on ice skates, the difference between first and 14th could be one false move, an off feeling, even a thought.
Ready.
Brittany Bowe finished 14th in the women's 1500 meter, a race she's come close to dominating.
Didn't really hit the lap times that I wanted to, didn't get up to speed as fast as I think I should have. But it was a tough race, and I gave it my all, and that's all I can ask for.
Bowe finished behind her teammate Heather Richardson, who came in 7th. Richardson has a record in the 1,000. Other marquee racers like Shawnee Davis and Brian Hansen, both medalists, haven't come close to the podium. Right before the Olympics, the U.S. switched up training facilities and they got brand new suits that would have their race debut at the Olympics. They were designed by Under Armour and Lockheed Martin. After the first round of disappointing results, the Americans decided that maybe switching to new skin suits wasn't a good idea, so they switched back to their old ones. Here's skater Brian Hansen.
I have confidence with this skin suit that I know I've finished top three with it. You know, that's partly psychological, that's partly just knowing that this skin suit is comfortable with me and it's fast enough where it's possible for me to finish top three in the world.
Hansen says the newer suit might very well be the fastest. He just didn't feel comfortable in it yet. But he says skin suits were beside the point.
It was a little tough for me to focus on what I was trying to do, not that the skin was a big deal. It was more the worries about everything going around the skin. All the, you know, the coaches, the media, the Under Armour, all the worry around that.
I am tired of not being believed. I'm tired of being told that science is the only answer, that intuition and experience is not good enough.
Nancy Swiderpeltz is Hansen's individual coach. She says Brian Hansen is still one of the fastest skaters in the world, but she faults U.S. speed skating for getting cocky and spooking the athletes, like changing where they practice.
3 weeks before an Olympics, you don't make that drastic of a change. Changing altitude, changing ice, throwing in a new skin, throwing in some other factors that should not have been thrown in. You don't throw a kitchen sink of stuff at kids, anybody, you know, right before an Olympics.
Ryan Shimbakura is with U.S. speed skating. He says during an Olympics is not the time to be looking in the rearview mirror.
It could just be the perfect storm right now that's going the other way for us, but we're professionals. We're going to continue towing the line with the best intent to give our very best.
But if you ask the Dutch, it isn't that the Americans are losing, it's that they are winning, and by wide margins. Jan van Vert is a coach with the Netherlands speed skating team. He says he's puzzled by what's happening with the U.S. team.
Did great on the Olympics, and the coach knows what he's doing because there were a lot of results in former years, so I don't know what happened.
Van Vert says part of the dominance of the Dutch is that in the Netherlands, speed skating is a professional spectator sport with a lot of money and a lot of support behind it.
That's more than a suit. I mean, you don't lose 3 seconds by wearing your wrong suit.
Van Vert says you should never count the U.S. out, and you shouldn't have counted the Dutch out either. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Sochi.